Scientists have known for years that DDE accumulates in the sediment of oceans, lakes, and streams. Now, researchers at Michigan State University have discovered that bacteria found in ocean sediment can destroy the toxin. James Teagy directs the university's Center for Microbial Ecology. He says this natural cleansing process may mean that DDE won't linger in the environment indefinitely.
At some sites, this natural transformation may be adequate to eventually remove DDE so that we don't have to spend large amounts of money on excavating and otherwise treating those particular sites.
TG explains that while his study was conducted in an ocean environment, he believes DDE will naturally degrade in lakes and rivers as well. TG will begin those studies in waters around the Great Lakes this summer. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.